Welcome to Inked Up, where we dive into the fascinating world of permanent makeup. This podcast is brought to you by Highstoke, your trusted PMU growth partner, helping permanent makeup artists succeed through marketing, branding, and scaling strategies. Join us in each episode as we unravel the secrets of this ever-evolving industry and provide valuable insights to help you thrive as a PMU artist.
Anna!
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Well, happy Tuesday. I'm great. It's been a long day of the class and now I'm back home ready to talk more.
Awesome. Well, Anna, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us. I'm really excited. Let me do a quick intro. Everybody already knows who you are, Anna. You're like a celebrity. But this is Anna, world-renowned artist, trainer, educator, founder of Mara Studios Academy, as well as Pro. You have your own product line, which we'll go into all of that. What I really want to do today, Anna, is dive a little bit into like your background, your story, how you got into this industry, because not many people get, you know, have known about that, because we talk about like the procedural side of things all the time. So let's kick this off like this. How in the world did you end up in this crazy industry? And everybody's story is so different, and it's always like, I never expected to get into this industry like that. So I'm curious how you got into this world as a whole.
Yeah, well, I started, I think, around 5 years ago from now. I was actually just talking about this today a little bit at the fundamentals course that we have for beginners, and I was like encouraging them, scaring them, and encouraging them at the same time. And the thing is that the main thing that got me in the industry was the understanding that I can't live as I used to live anymore. Like, I couldn't work for the companies or for the people that I worked for. And so this was like, I have to do something else. And like, there is no way back. It's because someone at the class today said, well, I want to work for myself. And I was like, well, how about you kind of shift it? Because if you just want to work for yourself, one thing goes wrong, you'll be like, oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to go back. That's fine. You know, it's just not for me. When you have this thing in your mind that, well, I will do everything to not go back to where I was. So not like I want to work by myself. It's like I don't want to work anywhere else, but like to do something else just to not be there anymore. It's like a different approach, and it's kind of like no way back situation. So yeah, I was doing a lot of things before that, even though I was quite young. Me and my husband moved to the U.S. 7 years. 7 years ago. A year and a half, 2 years later, I started in permanent makeup. I started with microblading, invested all the funds I had. Well, almost all. I'm not that financially stupid. So almost everything I had. And went to a class. And so everyone around me was telling that, you are insane. Like, what kind of brows are you going to be scratching there? Like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to bring all that money that you are earning? And so you understand, I was working at the restaurant and at housekeeping at the hotel at that time, like just trying to save money for something. And so I saved for that class, traveled to Chicago, learned microblading. Prior to learning that, I knew that there is no way back, where it's very important. And I signed up clients, not even models, clients, prior to the fact that I went to a training. And I know many artists won't agree with my approach. Like, my approach is a bit different from, like, some are saying that, you know, you have to take free models, you have to pay to your models, you have to do this. And like, my way was just different. So like, I can only speak from my experience, and I took paid clients prior to the training. I already had a list, and I was coming back to them. I was like, well, we're doing it. And so I came back, and I'm so glad that I did it this way. It's like, it's the greatest strategy, like, to do without even knowing what you're doing. You know, it's kind of like, well, I already signed up, you know, and just let's see what happens. And so I did like 10 or 15 clients in only first 2 weeks. And, well, nothing. everything was great, you know. Obviously, there were some things that I was like, oh my God, this is just not the way it's supposed to be. But overall, you know, the fact that I did it, I was like, wow. And there are like, there's happy feedback. There is a plenty of cash in my pocket, like for the first time, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, this career will do it. You know, I'm going to start here. And so I got really motivated. You know, I'm happy that I did not just go back to my life, went to work and just like, well, you know, I'll be taking one model at a time, seeing where it's going to bring me. We'll see. I just right away jumped in, and that helped me to kind of just stay motivated, because I know how it is after a training. Sometimes it's hard for artists to implement that, what they've learned, because if you don't do that right away, it's kind of gets lost. And sometimes you kind of start thinking, what was it even real? Did I even learn anything? Was it like, what was going on there? I'm serious. It's like every time I learn.
I'm laughing like, because I know how true it is.
Yeah. You know, like the time passes by and you're like, it's only if you haven't implemented it. It's like, what was there? And you open the book and you're like, was I really learning this? And so if you're really gonna like say all these artists are gonna join the conference and, you know, learn so many things, the best thing they can do for themselves is to book everything right away, like start marketing right away that, oh, you know, I'm going to this conference and I'm going to be learning this and that and that and that and that, and I'm going to interact with those people. So you better book and do whatever, you know. It just, or even if you're a trainer, like I'm going to interact with those and those master trainers. So you better also come and, I don't know, join me for the next training. Super important, like almost stepping ahead all the time.
I love that so much. Well, thank you for sharing that whole story and jumping into that. That's a very fresh perspective, Anna. Yeah. So you're basically saying your advice to newer artists out there, if you're going to start this career, might as well be proactive about it and think three steps ahead. If you know you're going to go take a training, might as well just start telling people that you're going to take it from this master trainer and you're looking for your first couple of clients and start booking out immediately. Is that right?
100%. Like starting right away, not being shy to say out loud about yourself, you know, to speak up for yourself, because if you will not do that, no one will do that. So have it's just the courage that you use. I mean, you guys, is it not the courage that you're using right now to say out loud that, hey guys, we're pulling up this huge event and, you know, you're all going to come. It's not like you've been doing this every year, you know, like, oh, wow. It's not a big deal.
No, it's scary. No, and I love this. I know you talk a lot about like mindset and positive energy, and it's such a big thing. And I think at the end of the day, it's just that belief in yourself, and you have to believe in yourself more than anybody else out there. Because if you don't, how do you expect anyone else to? And that's always been our mentality. And it's like, okay, if we want to be the best, might as well do something big. We're not going to have all the answers, but we're going to try and just figure it out every single day. So that's always been the mentality of us growing our businesses.
Yeah.
Love that. But Anna, let's talk about like the early stages of the business. So, because I love hearing stories, right? You basically got a bunch of clients before you were even training. And you got your first couple of clients. Now walk us through the process of how Mara Studio came to be. How did that actually grow and get to where it is today? Like the early stages.
Mm-hmm. So first year, well, you know, things started pulling up. First, I was not even living in Charlotte and it was all difficult. I couldn't even start this career legally because it was prohibited in that state to do the permanent makeup. So I had to move to a different state. And then everything kind of just like magically opened up. There was someone who just let me to get into their studio because they were moving to Texas. So I like basically took over their rent. And right away, so if the thing with taking clients right away sounded crazy, but after my first training, 1 month after I already was at the other training, 2-3 months after I already was taking, not taking, but doing my training, someone wanted to come and get some training by me. I trained them. It's like, it sounds so crazy right now to me. Like back then, it's my whole life. I was telling this on the Instagram recently that we all have like alternative personalities, I guess. And so there is Anna that, you know, just like Anna, she like, I don't know, calm or quiet or inspiring. And there is another like person within me. And this person is like very bold. Like if someone tells me, well, no, and I think you can't do that, you're insane. That other person wakes up and like, no, really, we can't do that. I can't train someone within 5 months after I took the training. I think I can. And so, you know, it's like this person turns on and I'm like, and it's unstoppable from that point of if someone just tells me no, basically. So I started training and then the training story started to pull up really quickly. And then training a lot of clients, I started being booked up. And that's when I started hiring. Everything was incorrect for the first time. It was like a disaster, basically. Nothing is, you know, when you're hiring for the first time within this industry, it was like, well, you're going to work for me, right? Like, yeah, right.
And so, what position? What position was it?
It was you artist. Hire? Another artist. So artist, it's like okay. The worst thing ever. Like, yeah, let's work together. Yeah, I'm going to give you my name. That's it. It wasn't even named Mara. It was named after my first and last name. And so when everything, like, it started growing so much, but I couldn't keep up with this. Plus, I took someone with me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not working. I don't know what I'm doing right now. All I know is that the space is too small. I don't know what to do with this, but it's going great, but I don't know how to maneuver it. And so that moment, I told my husband, like, well, you know, what do you think about this? And maybe you start doing permanent makeup. And so he went and learned permanent makeup. Well, actually, the sculpt thing, he did two procedures and he's like, nope. And it's then that we found out that he's just a genius person, but he's like so quiet, you will never understand. He's just like, yeah, I always knew it. And so he started taking care of everything behind, and I was just like working and teaching, and we were signing up classes. We moved to the bigger space right away and created a name because we knew that it was Anna Bohan Permanent Makeup Studio. Like, no adequate person would ever remember this. And so that's when we come up with the name Mara, and Mara means a dream in Belarusian language. That's where we're from. And apparently, you know, a lot of people think that that's my name. Great for them, great for me, you know, because it was actually a pretty good idea too, because it's recognizable. I don't care if they think it's my name or not, or my last name, first name. It just, like, it doesn't matter. It got really, like, quickly on everyone's minds. And so, yeah, classes went up. We named it Mara. And from then on, from day one almost, I was dreaming. The lip blush was not common back then. And so I was one of the first ones doing lip blush, especially in North Carolina. And so I came up with my, like, mixing my own colors, signature colors, not like my own pigments. I'm not a chemist. And so I was like, well, this is amazing. I could be making like perfect pigments that work for all these skin tones, and everyone loves it and how it looks, and it's so easy. And so it gave me the first idea of how it all could be born, and how these beautiful colors can exist, and how it can make easier the choice for all the artists, how it could be healing easier. Anyway, it's a long story how many times we had no after no after no for creating pigments. And Mara Pro, like, starting out, we kind of started selling them as samples to our students, and they were like asking us for it. And this was the biggest, like, also like a marketing strategy ever, because everyone started hearing about it, but they couldn't get it. And so it was like almost probably took us a year and a half or 2 years to actually manufacture what we really wanted and like completely new from scratch product, and it was like a lip pigment line, but everyone already knew about it. Well, I mean, not everyone, but a lot of people. So it could give us a really good start. So the first day that we launched it, like the website was blowing up, and it was not perfect yet, but it was like the pigment was the main thing. And so that was the one of the things for Mara Colors. For Mara Academy, it was always kind of, I didn't know. So for Mara Academy, I was sharing today that I always was sharing free tips and tricks on my page as long as I remember myself. And I guess that was constantly attracting more students, because we always have a waiting list of students. Mm-hmm. It's like they just wait to get into a class. And I realized that only when, for a little moment of time, I stopped sharing all I knew, and people were like, well, we'll find someone else. So that's an important thing for everyone who's watching right now and thinking like, oh, I'm so incredible and I'll be like this all the time. No, you won't. If you are not giving yourself out there, if you're not being who you are, if you're not giving people what they really want to have from you, and this is all you know, basically, there will be someone else. So, and like, I think this case is like this with everything. Like, it's either you're doing it or someone else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, you're a great storyteller.
Thanks.
I feel like everybody here just got the last 5 years of your journey in the past 2 minutes. That was phenomenal. Thank you for sharing all that, because I feel like, you know, not a lot of artists, like, talk about their story enough. And, you know, on that note, Anna, like, what do you have to say to people who don't want to put themselves out there, more from like a branding, getting their name out there, like that perspective? Because I know you're all about, you know, you push out a lot of content. It's very educational. You talk about very personal stuff all the time. And so, you know, what's your perspective on that?
I think, so this is, again, it's maybe like a personal information or not personal, but I think there is no separation, you know. I don't separate things for work. I mean, 8:25, I'm here in the kitchen talking to you. Like, what personal are we talking about? Like, it's all together, you know. Work, personal, it doesn't matter to me. It's like all together, and it makes the life complete, and like what I feel about everything. All I see is there is a life, and I only understood it probably when I kind of lost it for a moment, is that it's serving people and literally like being surrounded with people that I can either lead or I can be an empowering person to those people. It's only then I can feel like I am myself, or like I have myself. Sometimes I would come home and I would not have any training or anything, or like anyone to talk to. I'm like, who I am? When, like, it's not, you're nothing. You're nothing. You're only here when you're doing something for someone else. And you are by yourself in your little room. I mean, try to understand who you are. You will never do. Mm. It's in your best moments when you come, say, to a conference and you share some incredible thing, or you come somewhere and you do something that you feel like impacted some people, even one word or one product, one pigment bottle that they like, wow, that's a beautiful bottle. It's already made someone's day, and I will feel like, oh, wow. Anyway, the question was, what do I feel like about sharing and becoming, what, sharing in a personal brand? What?
I got so immersed into your story, I forgot my own question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that, you know, there is a separation, even though sometimes it's, even for me, it's some, like, some things are my things, and I maybe don't want to share them, but at the same time, everything that comes to my mind, I share it. I don't keep anything to myself, like, no things, no knowledge, no wisdom, because if it's within me, it does not exist. It does not serve anyone. Mm. What's the purpose if I only hold it to myself? When you let it go, you have now space for something else and perhaps better, like in the next level. So that's how you can evolve, basically. And every time you would learn something new, and the people around you would be evolving too, without you even knowing it. Mm-hmm. It's not the point that, oh, I want to be recognized by knowing that I help those people to get better and now they're amazing artists. No. Yeah. It's like somewhere I know that maybe I said one word, it helped someone, and that's cool. I can feel like I'm cool for some 7 seconds, you know? Then I'll feel like I'm a piece of crap again. It's the point. You will never feel like you're enough. I never feel like I'm great. I have a brand, I have something else. It's like, you know, just like constantly doing something so you feel like you're worth something. I think it's normal.
I love that so much. Anna, how do you feel about competition? Does that exist for you? I think that's a very related question to everything we just talked about.
Oh, yeah. Competition. So, competition. Well, there are two different things. Competition and comparison, right? We should separate one from another. Comparison is that I'm comparing myself to another trainer or a business owner. So, look, I have a brand, I have academy, and I have a studio, and like I'm an artist myself. Professionally, right, I could start comparing myself to three different directions of business. And in all of them, I'll lose. I will compare my brand to a bigger brand out there on tattoo market, and I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm like a small shit on this place, you know, where people are like, they're global companies and I'm small. I will lose here. I will go and think at and look at someone who only trains other people. That's the only thing they do. And I'll be like, well, they're great. I'm not as great as they are. Then I'll go and look to someone who only does procedures and they have successful studio with artists. And I'll be like, well, they're really great. And then I'll look back at myself and I'm like, well, I have studio, academy, and products. Doesn't it make me unique and different and completely on my own path? And how can I compare myself there if I'm not even going to the direction where they are going? How we are even competitors then if I'm doing something different? And so it's just really important to understand why you're comparing yourself to someone else. And competition is not, I don't see it like this. I would love, I'm like walking around the house for a second day and I'm like, I need people. Like, and I'm already annoying my husband. I'm like, I need people. I need like to find people that I'm like interested to talk with. Like, I want to meet some people. Can we have some people? Do we have some people? And like people that maybe are in the same industry, but like way more impactful than I am. I want to talk to them. I want to talk to people. I want to know all these people that are better than me. I don't believe in competition. I believe in like, I know how it feels when you're comparing yourself. And I totally know, you know, I do that sometimes and, you know, who doesn't? And then I know how it feels when you just surround yourself. You put yourself in the environment with all these people and you see that everything is the same. There is nothing to compare to. You're all about the same thing, but all about the different at the same time, because everyone is with their own gifts and idea and mind. It looks similar, but it's just so different.
That was phenomenal. And it's, again, it's such a refreshing perspective to hear, because there are people who look at it as competition. And, you know, I think we're very similar, where I look at ways like, how can we collaborate? If we're doing the same thing, how do we work together and actually create more opportunities for not just ourselves, but the industry as a whole? And so that's such a refreshing perspective that, you know, competition doesn't really exist in your mind. I like this. Is this the alter ego, Anna? The bold one, by the way?
The alter ego one would say, what? Competition? It's like, no, are you trying to prove me that you're better than me? It would be like, I would probably, it's the one that would probably have to prove that she's better.
Okay, so that's the more aggressive one.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question. So looking back at your journey, Anna, And I know you're a trainer, you're an educator, you do a lot of mentorship. So for somebody who is brand new, they're looking to get into the industry in 2023, what piece of advice would you have for them?
2023. For someone completely new, like they're starting.
Somebody's looking to get into the PMU industry in 2023, because I'm sure 5 years ago, very different to compare to what it is now. So like, what are you telling your students as of today?
Okay, so if I would be just starting out, what would I be doing?
Just take action, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I move like this. I take action, Leah, like someone, that's right. Take action. That's the reason you're asking me to have the vision and to give them the vision, but I don't have it. All I can do is just do things, you know? Let's do things.
Yeah.
Just go and start like right away, step by step. All right, I'm gonna, right away create a page on Instagram, or I always tell my students that it's best that you start on your personal one. So your friends, your family can see that you're doing some new hustle, you know, just do it. Just tell them that, hey, I'm doing brows right now. I'm doing lips. I don't know, start TikToks, invest into other training, then into other training, then share with someone else all that, you know. The biggest problem is that people know something, but they're greedy to share it. And same with artists. They know something, but they're like, well, what it's worth, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. I know how to do this procedure and I could maybe help someone and change their life, but what it is, it's nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
just do it.
Everyone, Crystal says just do it. Vika says just do it. Just do it. Yeah, I love that so much, because like, I feel like in business, you as much as you plan, things just end up changing anyway. You know, you plan for next month and next week, there's just a change.
Yeah.
So just rolling. That's why one of our core values has always been, rolling with the punches, because we just know that tomorrow, even though we plan for it, it's probably going to be completely different. We have to like embrace the change and we get excited. Oh, well, today's a new problem.
Yeah.
How do we fix it?
Yeah, it's like not attaching to the vision. It's great that you have it. It's incredible because you can share it with others. That's what you're doing right now. You have the conference, the huge event. It's your vision. You're sharing it. Everyone will see it differently, though, and most likely in the end it will not look exactly as you envisioned it in the first place, but it still will be amazing, right? So it's like just not attaching to how that vision will come to life in the end. It's like it came to life, and it's the main thing.
I love that. That's so much. Awesome. A little off topic, but I don't know if you can touch on this, Anna. Any advice on finding manufacturers for products?
We had so many no, 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 no after no, and it was like the weirdest part ever, I guess. It was like something was wrong with us. Like for some reason, companies would be saying yes and then no. Yes and then like something, 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 and then no. We were like, something is going on with us or something, you know, like you start thinking these things when it happens, not for one time, but like a couple times in a row. Finding the one that is find your own chemist, like hire the chemist and do whatever you want. But it just, you know, it requires a lot of knowledge, a lot of money, more than you think. The investment, because it's not only the pigment, but it's hiring the chemist. It's a pain for everything, for all the research and making sure the formula is great. It's the packaging the bottles, packaging the boxes, packaging blah, blah, blah. Websites, it's like... if I would be just me, like alone, without the partner, I would probably never have it. It was so much, and it's still so much. And someone mentioned there, I saw a message from our Australian distributor that they're really happy there. I'm happy too. It was a long journey to the moment that we could share the fruit of labor. So it's very flattering.
Love it, love it. How important do you believe social media is important in customer gathering?
Well, I think it's number one yet. I always have, like, you know, it's not one answer. There is no one ever that is going to work, because I don't know if you know, but I've lost my page with like a lot of, well, like thousands of followers, just like this one, but even bigger. It was just hacked and never came back. So I had to start all over.
Wow, really? I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
When was this?
Two years ago, I think, around Christmas time. It just was like gone. And I had to start all over, like from scratch, from nothing. And so that also like humbled me a lot. I was like, well, you know what? I can start from one follower now, from the first post. And it just like, it was this moment that you were like, what number of followers? Like, does it really matter? Like, you could see how much support and audience is there, and it doesn't matter on numbers. You can see those hundreds of thousands of followers on some pages, and they're like all dead, all fake. And you see those like tiny accounts, and they're all real with all real people supporting, because they are raw and real. So I do not believe in social media. Like, I do believe it's important. I do think you must use it because you have it. It's free. Use it. Come out and tell people hi, you know, show up as you are. But also don't it. So I think, you know, I'm a weird person. So I say that it was needed that I lost the account so I could kind of just like chill out for a moment, because I was at the point that I was thinking, well, you know what? I'm a superstar in this world. You know, and it's nothing. Like, you can, it's like so stupid, you know? And so it helped me, because I met a lot of people in the industry and outside of the industry, and sometimes people are like, I am the queen of this place, you know, I have this and this and this, and all that matters is still how you approach customer. How you show up, use it, because it's free. So please use it. Use the Reels. Use TikTok. Use whatever you can use. If you have money to invest into your marketing, by the way, you should invest into marketing. I think it's incredible. But also use other methods, like, you know, word of mouth and connecting to other beauty professionals in other, like, little industries, and use all different types of things, because in the end today I was talking with my husband, and he again said, he's like, I don't think the thing with like personal brand and like sharing all your goods and sharing how lavish your life is not gonna live for much longer. It's like, you know, it's going to be here for some time. But what if Instagram is dead tomorrow? What are you going to be doing? Where's your business? What are you doing? Like, where are the people that work for you? Like, it's just you and your expertise. So, it's tough.
I love that so much. Anna, thank you so much for such a great conversation. I love diving into like your background, the story, and like your mission and your whys, and just kind of diving deeper into that, you know, because the procedure stuff, that's all the presentation. But it was just so nice to connect with you and learn more about you as a person, and seeing all the amazing things that you're doing. And you have such an amazing personality. So thank you so much for taking
Likewise.
The time with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, everyone. And you, Danny.
Have a good night, all.
Thank you for joining us on this PMU journey. We hope you found inspiration and actionable insights to elevate your career in permanent makeup. To stay updated on the latest trends, tips, and exclusive content, be sure to follow us on social media at Highstroke Media. Don't miss out on our upcoming episodes and exciting PMU news. Until next time, keep creating beauty one stroke at a time.